few days ago, one of our teachers pitched me an idea for a weekend program, something called forest bathing. I'll admit, I was skeptical at first as she listed the benefits promised by this Japanese practice. Reduced stress, lower blood pressure, and increased mindfulness. How could taking a bath in the forest increase your well-being, and how exactly does it work? Forest bathing, or Shinrin-yoku, isn't a bath at all. Well, not the kind you're thinking of. After some research, I discovered the practice of spending time immersed in the forest to reduce stress was first formulated in Japan in the 1980s. Since then, this type of therapy has traveled to the United States and is becoming a popular tool for reducing stress. To reap the benefits of forest bathing, you simply need to find a green space, like a local park or forest, and allow yourself to become immersed in nature. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just listen for a few minutes. Just like that, you've reduced your stress. Your mood has improved, and you're probably feeling higher levels of energy. Over time, this can even lead to decreased blood pressure and a healthier immune system. It's the easiest and most cost-effective type of therapy around. Besides feeling calm and rejuvenated, there are scientifically proven benefits of being outdoors. Studies have shown that increased exposure to nature has both mental and physical benefits. People who live near trees and parks have lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol than those who live in cities. Children with attention deficit disorder were found to perform better on cognitive tests after walking through the park. Researchers at a university in Edinburgh tested these theories using portable EEGs, electroencephalograms, machines that study brain waves. The study showed that during a 25-minute walk through the park, participants produced brain waves associated with a calmer and more meditative state compared to a walk through a trafficked commercial area. The practice of nature therapy is becoming so well known that some doctors in the U.S. are even prescribing a walk in the park to their patients. In today's world, where technology has seeped into practically every aspect of our lives, some doctors are taking treatments back to the basics. By encouraging patients, especially adolescents, to return to nature, doctors are seeing improvements to diseases such as obesity, asthma, and mental illness. One doctor in particular, Dr. Robert Czar, leads a DC park prescription program to connect patients in nature. Dr. Czar also hopes that nature therapy will provide a benefit to the environment. He claims that in order to protect the environment, we need to value it. He believes that by getting people out into nature, they will have a better understanding of it and feel committed to conserving it. If you're thinking, forest bathing sounds like a trendy word for a hike, you're kinda right. However, even though the benefits of hiking and nature therapy are closely aligned, a hike is typically a journey. You start at point A with the intention of getting to point B. Forest bathing is not about reaching a physical destination. It should be an effortless wander to nowhere in particular. Another important difference is the deliberate separation from the real world. You should turn off your phone, try to forget work distractions, and find a place of pure relaxation. Even if you can't get into the forest on a regular basis, having a window view of the outdoors or a plan at your desk might produce similar benefits. Either way, the next time you're feeling extra stressed, like preparing a Thanksgiving dinner, take a few minutes to soak up some nature and see how you feel. You can learn more about our listening area's green spaces by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.